From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Thousands of exuberant demonstrators walking through streets Saturday demanding the president, Robert Mugabe, step down from office. Signs they are carrying say Mugabe must go, and not coup, but cool. The military that has stopped such demonstrations in the capital in the past is now supporting the protests in Zimbabwe, directing demonstrators to the Zimbabwe grounds, where speeches will be made by a number of activists, politicians, and former freedom fighters calling for the president to resign. The Zimbabwe grounds is a symbolic location. It's where Zimbabweans welcome Mugabe back from exile in 1980. After the liberation war from white minority rule, demonstrations are being held in other cities around the country, also calling for an end to Mugabe's extensive rule. Russia vetoed again Friday a UN Security Council resolution that would have extended an international probe into chemical weapons use in Syria just a day after it rejected a similar resolution. It was the 11th time Russia vetoed a resolution on Syria. U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley told the council that the veto shows that Russia does not now and has never had any intention of making this time productive for the council.
Russia will not agree to any mechanism that might shine a spotlight on the use of chemical weapons by its ally, the Syrian regime. It's as simple and shameful as that.
Japan had put forward resolution that would have extended the investigation to identify who is behind chemical weapons attacks in Syria by 30 days to allow time for negotiations on a wider compromise. This is VOA News. Longtime Venezuelan opposition leader Antonio Ledezma arrived in Madrid Saturday, where he was greeted by his family. He said Venezuela is not on the edge of looking into the abyss. It is the abyss. He said it's collapsing, and that's what I want to talk about with the Spanish Prime Minister Rajoy. Ledezma, who had been under house arrest since 2015 for an alleged coup plotting, said he escaped house arrest Friday and went to neighboring Colombia, passing dozens of police and army positions. Before leaving Colombia, Ledezma said he was planning a global pilgrimage to fight for political freedom in Venezuela. He is the former mayor of Caracas and said he had spoken by phone with the Colombian president. Colombia Immigration Authority said in a statement that Ledezma entered the country legally after crossing the Bolivar Bridge that separates the two countries. Battered and beaten in Iraq and Syria, the Islamic State terror group is now surging fighters into Afghanistan, rebuilding its presence and perhaps setting up a new base for attacks on both the West and Russia. Afghan officials tell Voice of America that Islamic State may now have as many as 3,000 foreign fighters in the country, many of them coming from Pakistan and Uzbekistan. They also fear those numbers are only likely to increase as IS fighters from Iraq and Syria leave those countries as part of an effort to regroup. A Belgian judge made no ruling Friday on a European arrest warrant issued by Spain for the ousted Catalan leader, Carles Puigdemont. A spokesman for the Belgian prosecutor explained.
At the hearing of the Brussels Chamber of Council held today, a decision was made to postpone the proceedings to the 4th of December in order to allow a continuance of the proceedings. This decision was made to ensure that all parties involved can prepare and clarify their position regarding the execution of the European arrest warrants.
Madrid issued the warrant for Puigdemont and the four ex-ministers after they fled to Brussels last month and ignored a summons to appear before a Spanish judge, claiming they would not get a fair trial. Friday's court appearance was the first hearing in what could become a protracted courtroom battle, with both sides expected to appeal the outcome. Lebanon's Saad Hariri will return to his country next week to participate in Independence Day celebrations. Hariri called the Lebanese president, Michel Aoun, Saturday to tell him that he will take part in the festivities. According to Lebanon's state-run national news agency, Hariri made the phone call from Paris, where he arrived earlier Saturday. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.